This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Toll free. Bring up anything that's on your mind as we launch into the second hour of the program. Still to come, more about the American military and even the CIA and their influence over Hollywood movies and television productions. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here with you tonight. Our toll free number is 855-450 free like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun where Don is on the line calling us from Oregon. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi guys, thanks for being there. You reminded me of a comedian that said, in no way do I recommend violence, but it's highly effective, and I suggest you use it. And, you know, I noticed that you guys are spending this back to the personal, where you're saying these cops, these guys are good guys. And be nice.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying all cops are good guys. I'm saying some of them.
Well, no, I hear you.
Yeah, some got in for the reasons I think that are good reasons. That doesn't mean they're always doing the right thing.
Right, and some of them, probably most of the trouble ones, are on steroids. And
there's a chance of that.
Yeah, I've seen it in the newspaper. Well, anyway, what I wanted to call about was about the character of men who become police doing it to help other people. Mm-hmm. I'm reminded of Ambrose Bierce from over 100 years ago. He wrote a definition for sheriff. It was about a page and a half long, and it started out, John Elmer Pettibone KG, he was as bad as he could be. And then it goes on to describe how if he saw somebody doing something he didn't like, he would burn their house down in the middle of the night with them in it, or put them in a bag and set it swinging and turn a goat loose on it, or such. But I think what we're really talking about here is of a higher order than the personal. And, you know, granted, they're people doing their jobs, but we're talking about a social problem, something of a higher order. And by golly, I might almost. Oh, the point I was calling about was not too long ago, there was a book called The Mystery of Capital by Hernando de Soto. Fascinating book. They spent an hour on it on Democracy Now. And what the guy was, well, one of his chapters was titled 200 Years of Shooting the Sheriff. And it explains the reason why America, well, when we left Europe, when we left England, it was a feudal state, and you were pretty much owned. And the reason America is different and the beacon of light unto the world kind of goes back to this chapter where when these feudal lord types were causing problems with the peasantry, they would show up in the courtroom and take out everybody.
And take what? Everybody?
They would take on everybody. They take on the judges. They take out the lawyers on the wrong side. Justice, how they say the arc of justice bends towards
freedom.
No, the arc of history bends towards justice.
Right.
And that was part of it. And sometimes the only thing that works is violence. And especially, it's, well, I think you know where this applies. I'm running out of steam here.
Are you advocating violence? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that sometimes it's the only thing that works. 40,000 heads got cut off at the French Revolution. It wasn't going to change without it. If you read
which revolution?
The French Revolution.
French.
About 40,000 heads got cut off, and the proper explanation begins with a book called Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. Chapter 1 is about John Law and the introduction of paper money into Europe and why these people got their heads cut off for the shenanigans they pull. And sometimes it's really your only option. I'm sorry.
Well, I understand that it's your option when you're being attacked. So if somebody violently comes at you, you certainly have the right to use violence to defend yourself in that particular case. These people who are advocating the murder of police, are the kind of people who claim that, well, the police are always a violent force.
Who advocates that? The guy who called earlier tonight.
A gentleman named Tom in New Hampshire, he's the
one. Oh, he was brilliant. He was brilliant. However, he's not advocating the murder of police.
That is what he's advocating. Thank you for the call tonight, Don. We've had him call enough times in the past, and he's absolutely advocates that. He beats around the bush at it. He won't come right out and say that he wants people to do that, but that's sort of the gist of his phone call.
I think that he's come out and said it.
Maybe he has.
In the past,
maybe.
Too.
He certainly glorifies it. He loves it.
I think it's interesting. I'm much more interested in the caller's sort of arc of history and how people had to die to bring around more justice. And I think that statement is far less impeachable than sort of what Tom's saying. People must die in order to get people to pay attention. Now, I would ask you this question. Philando Castile died, sadly, a concealed carry permit holder.
Shot to death by a cop.
Shot to death by a police officer. Is it possible for society to look at that circumstance, to humanize Philando Castile, rather than saying a young black male, right? Like to humanize him in a way that shows that this guy was stopped innumerable times, well, not innumerable, 49 times,
yep.
Six times for which would have appeared to be legitimate stops. That means that essentially the other 43 stops were sort of illegitimate.
Driving while black.
What it would have been like to be this guy, and then finally this guy who worked as a cafeteria worker,
yeah,
who got a concealed carry permit holder, who was in the car with his girlfriend and her child. I'm not entirely clear on the relationship there. And shot dead over reaching for his wallet right after being asked to reach for his wallet.
That's right. After telling the cop he had a gun.
Is it possible to pound that story home to the point that people are able to see what is happening out there? How the system is, just nasty when it comes to, thinking cops are always right. Thinking that, for whatever reason, being male is a death sentence. Being black is a death sentence. Being these things makes you less, more likely to do things. Statistically, I get it. Males commit significantly more crimes than females commit. I understand. But that doesn't mean that every time a male reaches into his pocket, somebody should shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
And especially after being told to reach into his pocket. So that's what my goal here is to, take the deaths, take the news stories, use them every single day to bend that arc of history.
We could do it every day.
We
don't do bad cop stories every day.
No. I said take the news stories.
I thought you meant about bad cops.
Well, what I'm saying is we take news stories every day,
yeah,
and we attempt to curve the history curving towards justice, just to pull the curve down a little bit more so that people see it over and over again. And frankly, you don't have to have listened to Free Talk Live very long to get some story of some person who's taken the time to call in and say, you changed my opinion on this thing or that thing. And I'm going to amplify the show or whatever it is. We can see that happen. We've seen that happen so many times. I keep a list of them, and that list is, longer than I can print. And the sole purpose...
Sounds like an exaggeration, but that's very nice.
Well,
very nice.
I couldn't print it on one page. How's that?
Okay.
The whole purpose of that is so that I can show people, look, this makes a difference. This show is activism that makes a difference. And if you want to be involved in that, if you think that's valuable, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's AMP as in advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And you can help us get on more radio stations, get more podcast listeners, and bend that arc of history a little more towards justice. Because that's our only goal here.
Where else do you have talk radio where you can hear in one moment somebody who wants to kill the police, and then the next moment an actual cop call in and respond? I think there's some value to having that conversation.
It sure is.
We're not censoring those viewpoints. The only thing we're going to censor on this these airwaves are certain words that the FCC just doesn't like very much. Your ideas are welcome, whatever they might be, even if they're wrong. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here, toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, too. You can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, it's Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just heard from the news that, you know, Bursky Labs, the Russian computer company.
Kaspersky. Kaspersky.
Kaspersky, I don't know. But they were known to have Russian spies working in their company. And so I heard him talk on the radio, but it's like, my thing is that they're contributors to NPR. Okay, the thing is, the NPR is a communist radio station, and that's what I listen to. So, what's the big surprise? I'm not surprised at all.
I love how Sarah just came right out and admitted that NPR is a communist radio station.
I'm completely befuddled. So, first off, NPR is not communist. NPR is probably center-left, if I could describe them as anything. Secondly, the Soviet Union wasn't communist, even though they had a communist party. And I don't know if you don't even know what communist means.
Well, communism is about the state owning everything instead of the oil companies, the BP owning the oil, like privatized oil. It belongs to the state. And right. The money is supposed to be shared among
what do you mean
citizens.
What do you mean it's not, Mark? Under communism, there's no private ownership of things.
State ownership of the means of production is the way that it has been taught to Americans. The state ownership of the means of production is socialism.
Sure, but it happens under communism, too.
No. Communism suggests that there is no need for a state, and that
that hasn't actually happened.
Agreed. Communism is the heaven of some sort. Yeah. It's a utopia.
Every communist
completely unachievable.
Right. Every communist country has still had a state. They've never abolished the state.
Right. Well, what communist country? What country has been communist? What
let's
even
see. Communist Russia, communist China.
Union of Soviet Socialist Republic. It had a communist party.
Yeah.
It was the party that that claimed to lead it, but that party never would never have claimed that they achieved communism.
I get what you're saying. You're saying that there's this sort of ideal of communism versus the reality of
right.
communism.
Marx, I think we're going to call him the father of communism, the father of Marxism, would have claimed that what you needed to do was achieve socialism, and then the need for the state would wither and die, which is ludicrous, but nonetheless, that would have been his claim.
But what I'm saying is that I remember when I listened to NPR, they would say, they would advertise Bursky, the Bursky Lab. I'm familiar with that name, the company, because I heard it over and over time. Because whoever they donate to their company, they would say so and so donated money and so forth. So I heard that name constantly. So I'm not surprised at all. And the NPR is socialist, left-leaning news, and they're anti-Trump, anti-petroleum, and they always talk about the electric cars and environmental issues.
They talk about electric cars and environmental issues. I'll give you that statement. The rest of it, I think, is interpretation about what NPR is about, and I'm not sure that I concur with you. I'm a big NPR listener. I wouldn't call myself a socialist by any stretch of the imagination.
Are they friendly towards Donald Trump?
No, I wouldn't say that.
It's
not their job to be friendly towards Donald Trump.
Were they friendly towards Barack Obama?
I think that's correct. You look at their editorial stuff, like their shows on the weekend, like Wait, Don't Tell Me or something, you'll find that, there's a more of a liberal bend here. But when they're doing news reporting, these people are very, very good about providing a unbiased news reporting. They, however, you can see what they report on tends to be sort of more left-leaning. But Free Talk Live could underwrite NPR tomorrow on a national level, and if we had enough money, we would be that name just like Kaspersky Labs, just like you were hearing, just like the Ford Foundation.
What would that cost?
It'd be astronomical. They're very, very expensive.
I just also want to add add one thing is that, you know, the Obama was saying that the Russians were meddling in our elections to help Hillary Clinton elected. And that's what I told you, that I'm a communist and I was advocating and pushing for Hillary on this show constantly. So when they said that turned everything around and then the Russians were for Trump, that was a complete fake news because they were infiltrating to get Hillary Clinton elected because she'd be the most weakest and easy to push around president.
Now, I think that the Russians probably, you know, as I understand it, Vladimir Putin had a vendetta against Hillary for what he considered to be some sort of perceived slight in the past.
Mm. Sarah, thank you for the call tonight.
No, okay.
What? No, what?
Yeah, I mean, no. I heard it two times that Obama admitted that they were trying to get Hillary Clinton elected. That was the meddling part of it. But, you know, the fake news get put out there. And I told you that. I called in the show that I'm a communist and I am for Hillary. So what are you guys talking about?
And you also believe that there are, as we learned last night, people living on the moon. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. I mean, so the headline that she's referring to about Kaspersky Labs, I did see the story, I think, yesterday or the day before that.
Yeah, it's not really a Free Talk Live kind of story.
Well, it's apparently that there have indeed been some ties within the Kaspersky Labs with the Kremlin. They did apparently have spies, former spies, on their staff, and I guess that's like, you know, a big deal to some people. And the former spy's got to do something, right? If you used to be a spy and now you're not anymore,
you're not.
You know, maybe you can lend your expertise to a security company, perhaps. I don't know. I don't really feel like this is, you know, a big deal. I guess some of the concern might be that Kaspersky Labs, you know, could be spying on you or whatever, but. Are you really? I mean, to me, I'm not as worried.
So is the NSA.
Yeah, I'm not going to worry about the Russian government spying on me because, you know, they're not going to arrest me and throw me into jail for some sort of trumped up charge. They can't. It's the U.S. government, the state governments, the local governments. They're the ones when they're spying that we ought to be concerned about because they're spying and they're going to use that information against people. That's what they want. They want data. They want information about you. And, you know, they're the ones that, I mean, I'm not saying trust the Russian government, but they're not the ones who are throwing people into gulags
right.
in this country.
Russians don't trust your government. I mean,
indeed.
You know, like if you're living in the geopolitical designation of a particular state, then that state is far more danger to you, in all likelihood, than other state.
Than whatever the boogeyman like Kim Jong-un that we're all supposed to be so afraid of out there. It's the U.S. government that's arresting peaceful people, that's oppressing freedom, that is, you know, just taxing people to death.
Kim Jong-un is no sweetheart inside of North Korea.
No doubt. But outside of it, he's an, you know, he's just a boogeyman to be
They
feared.
Did make ICBMs this week.
They did. 500 miles or something like that. One of them flew, right? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll talk more about the U.S. military and Hollywood and their ugly relationship on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves and take control of them to bring up whatever is on your mind. That is the point here of the show with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
Also, Bitcoin.com's the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Not only can you buy Bitcoin by going to Bitcoin.com, you can also play games with your Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. They've got a forum where you can get interactive with other Bitcoin users and cryptocurrency fans at forum.bitcoin.com. You can get the latest news about Bitcoin and the Bitcoin universe at news.bitcoin.com. And if you're brand new to Bitcoin, it's a great place to get started, to learn the basics about what Bitcoin is, what makes it special, the fact that it is the world's first distributed, decentralized, open-source cryptocurrency, and it's incredible. You can learn a lot more about it over at Bitcoin.com. It is the one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. That's Bitcoin.com, and they are now offering their Bitcoin mining pool as well, which we're going to be talking more about over the next few weeks or however long we're going to be talking about it, because it's going on for quite a while, this mining pool plan. They're selling lifetime contracts in this mining pool. You can get shorter contracts too if you want. You can basically contract out and have Bitcoin.com handle the mining for you, because if you don't want to like have a mining rig that's constantly whirring in your, you know, a rack in your house that is generating a bunch of heat and chomping up electricity.
And getting old.
Yeah, and getting old, then you can let Bitcoin.com, pool.bitcoin.com, take care of that for you. Or if you've already got a mining rig and you want to point it at a new pool, let's say one that'll pay you out 120% of the mining reward, then you really ought to look at pool.bitcoin.com. So check that out, too.
Yeah, I actually spoke with Sterling Lujan, who is a writer over there at Bitcoin.com, about his thoughts on segregated witness and the Lightning Network today on the Edgington Post. I have to edit that a little bit. It was a long bit of audio, and I want to massage it a little bit to make it more listenable. But nonetheless, if you go to where is it that people can sign up for Edgington Post?
Feeds.freetalklive.com.
Feeds.freetalklive.com.
Like RSS feeds. That's where we have links to all the various podcasts that that we offer there. So, yeah, check out Bitcoin.com. Great site. They're doing good work. Back to the news or the story, this big news story from Insurge Intelligence. Over at Medium.com. This is about the 4,000 pages, new documents, that were released from the Pentagon and the CIA via the Freedom of Information Act that a couple of the authors here, Tom Secker and Matthew Alford, authors of a book called National Security Cinema, dug through these documents to learn to the great extent of what the U.S. military's involvement in Hollywood productions has been. You know, we knew they were involved. We knew they held the purse strings on productions to essentially control the scripts on military movies. Like, oh, you want the military to provide you with some jets and tanks so you can shoot, movie footage of them. Well,
you want to put together a movie like Top Gun?
Yeah, you got to provide them with the script first, and they got to give their approval.
Sure.
Or give suggestions to how to change the script in order to get their approval so you can then get the equipment. And that's what we thought it was. But apparently it's gone further than that. The story here says the influence has also extended over television and hundreds more movies than previously were thought to be the case. Thousands, apparently, over 1,000 TV shows and hundreds of movies, including Hawaii Five-0, America's Got Talent, Oprah, Jay Leno, and Cupcake Wars, along with numerous documentaries by PBS, the History Channel, and the BBC. National Security Cinema also reveals how dozens of films and TV shows have been supported and influenced by the CIA, including James Bond's Thunderball, Tom Clancy's Patriot Games, and more recently, Meet the Parents and Salt.
Do people have a positive view of the CIA?
I bet they do. They probably think they're keeping us safe.
I don't know. I know that people have a negative view of the United States Congress. Somewhere between, 10 and 15% of people have a positive view of the U.S. Congress. And I kind of think the CIA is probably above Congress, but below the Supreme Court. As far as positive views, maybe somewhere around the president's rating at any given time. The president has an advantage of sort of having a face, whereas Congress is faceless. So
majority of Americans think torture was justified, according to previous polls.
That doesn't mean they like CIA.
It's about the CIA.
Yeah, I understand, but the CIA is, as an organization, has been pretty roundly vilified by Hollywood, if you get what I'm saying.
Uh-huh, sure. Well, there's frequently, movies like, I don't know, Born Assassin or whatever.
Right. Born Identity is got to have shattered whatever was left of CIA's capital, as far as it goes, social capital. The NSA, on the other hand, doesn't seem to have the same problem. They're more seen as a data collection organization.
The CIA did help, by the way, to make an episode of Top Chef that was hosted at Langley, featuring then-CIA director Leon Panetta, who was shown as having to skip dessert to attend vital business. Was this scene real, or was it a dramatic statement for the cameras? When a writer or producer approaches the Pentagon and asks for access to military assets to help make their film, they have to submit their script to the Entertainment Liaison offices for vetting. Ultimately, the man with the final say is Phil Strub, the Department of Defense Chief Hollywood Liaison. If there are characters, action, or dialogue the Department of Defense does not approve of, then the filmmaker has to make changes to accommodate the military's demands. We knew all this. If they refuse, the Pentagon then packs up its toys and goes home. To obtain full cooperation, the producers have to sign contracts, production assistance agreements, which lock them into using a military-approved version of the script. This can lead to arguments when actors and directors ad-lib or improvise outside of the approved screenplay. On set at Edwards Air Force Base during the filming of Iron Man, there was an angry confrontation between Mr. Strub and director Jon Favreau. Favreau wanted a military character to say the line, quote, "People would kill themselves for the opportunities I have," unquote. But Strub objected. Favreau argued the line should remain in the film, and according to Strub, quote, "He's getting redder and redder in the face, and I'm getting just as annoyed. It was pretty awkward," and then he said angrily, "Well, how about they'd walk over hot coals?" I said, "Fine." He was so surprised it was that easy, unquote. In the end, this compromised line didn't appear in the finished film. It seems that any reference to military suicide, even an offhand remark in a superhero action comedy adventure, is something the DOD's Hollywood office will not allow. It's understandably a sensitive and embarrassing topic for them when, during some periods of the ever-expanding and increasingly futile war on terror, more U.S. servicemen have killed themselves than have died in combat.
Yeah, that's true.
But why shouldn't a movie about a man who builds his own flying suit of armor not be able to include such jokes? Another one-line quip that was censored by the DOD came in the James Bond film Tomorrow Never Dies. When Bond is about to halo jump out of a military transport plane, they realize he's going to land in Vietnamese waters. In the original script, Bond's CIA sidekick jokes, quote, "You know what'll happen, it'll be war, and maybe this time we'll win," unquote. This line was removed at the request of the DOD.
Now, the Department of Defense did not lose Vietnam. The State Department did. The Vietnam War was essentially over when the Washington pulled its support. Pretty much everybody who went there and fought and died in the Vietnam War can say we were winning when I left. But it was Washington D.C. because
they're still covering for him. The DOD here.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Strangely, Mr. Strub denied there was any support for Tomorrow Never Dies, while the preeminent scholar in the field, Lawrence Swid, only lists the DOD connection under unacknowledged cooperation. But the DOD are credited at the end of the film, and we obtained a copy of the production assistance agreement between the producers and the Pentagon. Vietnam is evidently another sore topic for the U.S. military, which also removed a reference to the war from the screenplay for Hulk in 2003. While the military are not credited at the end of the film on IMDb or in the DOD's own database of supported movies, we acquired a dossier from the U.S. Marine Corps detailing their radical changes to the script. This included making the laboratory where the Hulk is accidentally created into a non-military facility, making the director of the lab an ex-military character, and changing the code name of the military operation to capture the Hulk from Ranch Hand to Angry Man. Why do they do that? Well, we'll get into it here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's a strange change, right? What was that all about?
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype as well. You can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. The Free Talk Live forum is available to you. It's kind of experimental. I don't know. Maybe we can't really get people to join a forum, but some people have actually joined, and they are interacting over on forum.freetalklive.com.
Yep, they're over there.
Jackwagon showed up there last night, our caller from last night. So you never know who's going to pop up on the Free Talk Live forum. So head on over. You can get interactive. It's free. It's forum.freetalklive.com. Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. We're talking about some of the modifications made that the U.S. military has been changing, Hollywood movies and television shows. They've gotten their hands on scripts and have had some pretty significant changes made to some of them in order for those productions to get their approval, to get their funding, to allow them to use military equipment. But they haven't just been doing that to, like, military movies or movies with obvious use of military equipment. They've also done it to, you know, TV shows and movies that don't, like, you know, Cupcake Wars on television or the Meet the Parents. I don't recall any military scenes in that movie. That was a comedy film, wasn't it?
What do you think I'd have to give up here on Free Talk Live to get some military funding for this show?
I don't think that they would even really consider it.
No, I can't imagine them they would.
Too much history. You know, they want to have control over everything from start to finish. I would expect if, there's already been an ongoing production that hasn't needed the military funding for their first two episodes and they've been critical of the military probably just would turn them down, you know. Anyway, back to the story here about the Hulk. Mark, you're a big Marvel movie fan. This one, they apparently told the writers, the producers, that they had to change the code name of the military operation. Well, first of all, they had to make it non-military, the facility where the Hulk was accidentally created. It was going to be a military facility. They were forced to change that.
Which makes sense.
And they then changed the code name of the military operation to capture the Hulk from Ranch Hand to Angry Man. That's a strange little tweak, right? I mean, why would they change that? Well, apparently Ranch Hand was the name of a real military operation that saw the U.S. Air Force dump millions of gallons of pesticides and other poisons on the Vietnamese countryside, rendering millions of acres of farmland poisoned and infertile. So I guess they didn't want anybody remembering that particular episode.
I see, yeah.
They also removed dialogue referring to, quote, all those boys' guinea pigs dying from radiation and germ warfare, unquote, an apparent reference to covert military experiments on human subjects.
I'm kind of interested how the military, like, I didn't note that Colonel Thunderbolt Ross, who they promoted to a general in the movie, was ex-military. I thought he was absolutely military at that point.
It's possible they got something wrong, Mark. I don't know. It's an older movie. It's more than a decade old.
I mean, Thunderbolt has been a colonel for longer than I've been alive, and at some point turned into Red Hulk, actually.
The documents were obtained The documents they obtained further revealed that the Pentagon has the power to stop a film from being made by refusing or withdrawing support. Some movies such as Top Gun, Transformers, and Act of Valor are so dependent on military cooperation, they couldn't have been made without submitting to this process.
Yeah, how could Top Gun possibly exist if it wasn't for the U.S. Navy's cooperation?
Others weren't so lucky. The movie Countermeasures was rejected by the military for several reasons and consequently never produced. One of the reasons that is that the script included references to the Iran-Contra scandal, and as Strub saw it, Strub's the military DOD guy who is the ultimate authority on approving or disproving of scripts. He said, quote, there's no need for us to remind the public of the Iran-Contra affair, unquote. Similarly, Fields of Fire and Top Gun 2 were never made because they couldn't obtain the military support, again, due to politically controversial aspects of the scripts.
Top Gun 2 wasn't made because of a politically controversial... Interesting.
That they weren't willing to change, apparently. The soft censorship also affects television. For example, a planned Louis Theroux documentary on Marine Corps recruit training was rejected, and as a result, was never made.
I wonder if Top Gun's the whole characterization behind Maverick's father thing that was really weird and didn't make much sense. I wonder if that was as a result of military meddling. Mm-hmm. Because in the Top Gun movie, Maverick, he has to live up to his name, right? His dad was a really great pilot, but didn't exactly follow orders. But he did. Turns out he did follow orders, and he did something really brave. But the military needed somebody to blame, so they blamed his father. And, he's here to prove something good and stuff, right? Like, it was just, it was weird.
Seemed cockamamie to you?
It just seemed, it was the worst part of a really great movie. Huh. If you go back and watch it, it's the acting's a little stilted, but I tend to think that 80s acting was just a little stilted, in my opinion.
It's impossible to know exactly how widespread this military censorship of entertainment is, because many files are still being withheld. Again, they looked at 4,000 pages of information.
So these weren't leaked documents?
The Freedom of Information Act.
Okay.
The majority of the documents were diary-like reports from the entertainment liaison offices, which rarely refer to script changes and never in an explicit, detailed way. However, the documents do reveal that the DOD requires a preview screening of any project that they support and sometimes makes changes even after a production has wrapped. The documents also record the proactive nature of the military's operations in Hollywood, and they're finding ways to get involved during the earliest stages of development, quote, when characters and storylines are most easily shaped to the Army's benefit, unquote. The DOD's influence on popular culture can be found at all stages of production, granting them the same kind of power as major studio executives.
Oh, yeah, they've got that kind of power, sure.
Despite having far fewer cinematic assets, the CIA has also been able to wield considerable influence on some of the projects that they have supported or refused to support.
I would imagine that if the military and the CIA have the ability to change a movie, because of funding. They have the ability to change any movie that any particular studio puts out as a result. So let's imagine for a second that you're the same studio that puts out Top Gun, mm-hmm. And then you want to put out some, you know, movie that has some verbiage in it that the military doesn't like.
But they don't need the military for an equipment.
But they don't need it for that one, right?
Yeah, they can put pressure on, for
and
sure.
And then the, you know, but then they can say, look, you want to put Top Gun 2 out, well, we're going to need you to change what's going on
over
in
there.
That movie.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Now, there's no formal CIA script review process, but the agency's long-serving entertainment liaison officer, Chase Brandon, was able to insert himself into the early stages of the writing process on several television and film productions. Brandon did this most prominently on the spy thriller The Recruit, where a new agent is put through CIA training at the farm, an obvious vehicle for inducting the audience into the world and giving them a glimpse behind the curtain. The original story treatment and early drafts of the script were written by Brandon, though he's only credited on the film as a technical advisor, covering up his influence on the content. The Recruit includes lines about the new threats of the post-Soviet world, including the great villainous justification for a $600 billion defense budget, Peru, along with rebuttals of the idea that the CIA failed to prevent 9/11, and it repeats the adage that, quote, the CIA's failures are known, but its successes are not. Unquote.
Mm.
All of this helped to propagate the idea that the agency is...
I tend to think that that might be a true statement, right? Like, the CIA's successes don't get touted. You know, it's just one of those things. It's, if you're going to be fair, that seems fair.
All of this helped to propagate the idea that the agency is a benevolent, rational actor in a chaotic and dangerous world.
I don't know whether it's a benevolent or, and rational actor. I tend to think that if it's got humans in it, it's not. You know, that what they do is so, you know, obscured from us. How in the world am I ever going to be able to make that assertion? How am I, as a voter, a person who is supposed to be, you know, we the people, the suggestion is that we are the government. How am I going to make a rational assertion about what the CIA does, whether it's good or bad, and be able to vote for a candidate that would be either for or against the CIA?
You don't have any information.
But I don't have any information. I mean, I just have to vote for a candidate. I'll think that's a good candidate because the media has portrayed to me something.
You just
got to
take
their
word for it. You trust the government, right?
Well,
hey, we say we're doing good things.
Of course I trust television. They're not in any way manipulated by the military-industrial complex or the CIA.
Well, the big question
here... Wait a second. That's the story we're reading.
Right, and that's the thing. Like, you know, okay, freedom of speech. Yeah, we supposedly have that here, and sure... You know, you can get on the radio and criticize the government, no doubt about it. But even the radio people experience this level of government kind of influence over their productions, where if you criticize the local police department, guess what? The police chief's not going to come on your morning show anymore to do the, you know, weekly hour with the police chief or monthly hour with the police chief or whatever it is. And so it's the same level of kind of influence, just at a different, different stage. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So do you really have freedom of speech when the government has the ability to get in there and make changes to scripts in movies and television shows? There's a little bit more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. Hour 3's on the way on Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they've already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get bitcoins, and then spend bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.